SUV tyres. Buy three and get one free at Tyre Power. Mourntean Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Let's go! 3 minutes past eight on SENSAA. Just for getting involved on the show today, 0427 154 166. You go into the running to win that Secret Boost power bank. It's valued at $44.95. It will keep your phone, tablet and earbuds powered 24-7. We're just talking off here in Bix about the weekend. It was hilarious. I got very, very worried in that last quarter because literally it looks like he did his hamstring because he grabbed onto the back of his leg and I thought, oh no. We cannot go through this again. And then he managed to save a goal that Frosty from Hawthorn just missed. And he shanked one from straight in front. Like, yeah. You don't trust him kicking a football towards goal, okay? He's a defender for a reason. So I spoke to Alir at the end and he said he had a full body cramp and he had to walk from that northern end near the hill to the other side. And I noticed a couple of other amazing things. Kids go to the football now and they hold up signs that literally say, "Can I please have your boots?"
Oh, no, it does my head in.
They're everywhere. Lockie Jones actually took his boots off after the club song, walked out and gave them to one of the fans, which that would change their life. It's probably nothing to Lockie unless they're, important to him. You and I have our issues with people going to the games with signs saying, "Can I have free stuff?" Because, I mean, just be grateful if someone gives you something. You don't have to ask for it. Mm. But full body cramp, have you ever experienced that? Because I thought he could have had the pickle juice that we had. He would have been fine.
I have. I used to cramp up all the time, predominantly in the calves, but at different stages. I had one, hamstrings, calves, groins, abs, the whole thing. We had a game, it was an Ansett Cup game, a pre-season game that we played at Footy Park. It was a night game, but it had been 44 degrees during the day. So it was about 38 at night.
Yeah.
And it went into overtime, and then the scores were equal at the end of the game, and it went into double overtime. So we played about 25 minutes. It went for about 140 minutes. And so I was done.
I only get cramps like in the middle of the night if I've been hydrating that night, and then I'll wake up and go, "Oh, it's crazy." So let's ask Sam Edmund because we like to do the hard hitting stuff. Sam, yeah. Have you ever had a full body cramp or cramp before? As we say, good morning to you.
No, but gentlemen, good morning to you both. When you started talking about pickle juice, you know, grounds men and women have been in a bit of a pickle in recent times as well because. You know what happens when the players gargle it and spit it out? It causes some unsightly turf burn.
Oh, really?
So, believe it or not, clubs have actually been sent memos in the last 18 months to 2 years around players spitting out pickle juice on the grass. It's a no-no.
Well, this is my ignorance. I would have thought the way that pickle juice works is you would consume it as opposed to spitting it out.
No, you've got to gargle it at the back of the throat there. You don't swallow it. It's horrific, Dix. It's got to be, it's got to hit those neural receptors at the back of the throat.
Sam, where were you 3 weeks ago? Jared and I had this big discussion about pickle juice. We went out, purchased some, and then we drank it.
We sculled the whole thing, and that's why our breath still is honking.
That is horrific. That is horrific, dear. Boys. No, you don't do that. You don't. They don't expect you to swallow it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we love speaking to you. And
I'm informed.
Yeah, some serious footy stuff. We'll talk about Jordan Dugowie to start off with. It's making waves all around the country. The WA folk are very unhappy with it. The West Coast social media team are unhappy with it. What are you thinking and what's the feeling like in Melbourne?
And yet, a small matter of the actual tribunal case happening tonight, can you believe? An absolute circus of a lead-in, as you say. All sorts of commentary back and forth. And as it's turned out as well, apologies both public and private between the two clubs, West Coast and Collingwood. Now it's about how many weeks the AFL will push for Jordan Dugowie to serve that rough conduct charge on Elijah Hewitt of the Eagles. 3 week minimum. I'd expect the AFL to push for 4. I'm not sure what you guys think. Generally accepted that a 3 to 4 week suspension would be within the realms of what most people would find acceptable. What do you guys think?
Yeah, look, I'm probably, when I looked at it, if 3 is the minimum, I think it's just a little bit past that because of the severity in terms of the outcome, which is always taken into consideration. This might sound stupid, but it's not dissimilar to Cozzy Pickett's hit on the Western Bulldogs player,
Bailey Smith. Yeah.
The only difference was one bloke just bounced up, didn't blink an eye. The other, and of course, over in Elijah Holland's got stretched off and he's got a concussion. So in the end, that's going to be the difference. One will be judged as, the impact will be different. One's medium impact or high impact, and the other one will be absolutely severe impact. So there's your result right there.
Yeah, probably only fortune saved Bailey Smith. And guys, West Coast having to apologise. I mean, they did it publicly, of course, and they did it privately. They followed up yesterday with Collingwood. Is this all a bit over the top, do you think? Or were they going where no other club had really gone before when it comes to tribunal matters?
Oh, look, I just think sometimes when those type of things happen, particularly, you know, it's a player who's a young player, and that's not Jordan De Goey's fault, but it's, you know, there's high emotion that's involved in that. So sometimes, you know, you may have been guilty. We've all been guilty of being emotional about something and tweeting something and then looking at it 24 hours later and thinking maybe I was a bit, went a bit off half cock there. So
also depends who's running the social media account too, I think, because we don't know how the media team is structured, whether someone did that without consulting with their media manager. I know I'm looking at semantics here, but it's when you put out something on social media, we sometimes assume that it's Adam Simpson who's running the Twitter account, but someone is part of their media team doing that. Now, Carlton, again, we talk about them every week. Sam, they were challenged, and it's a challenging time when you go against Melbourne, who want to start winning games. But does Michael Voss come under any kind of scrutiny, or is it this just following a journey and seeing where they end up now at the end of the season?
Oh, look, he's under all sorts of scrutiny. Of course he is, by virtue of the fact that they've lost, you know, four games in a row and whatever it is, six of their past seven. They're under all sorts of pressure because the expectation was at a level over pre-season, and they're clearly not meeting that. Not only not meeting it, but the way the side is playing is boring, it's stale. And he used the phrasing, Michael Voss, that they're playing tight, which I thought was a pretty key takeaway from the weekend. Strike me as a group who's scared to make a mistake or coming in with that mentality rather than playing with any sense of freedom. So there's a real frustration among the supporters, among the members. There will be changes to Carlton come the end of the season. Now, I don't expect them to be coaching changes per se at the very top. I think there's that absolutely a determination to let Michael Voss go into the final year of his contract. But there will be changes at board level, and there will be changes among the team in the football department surrounding Michael Voss. And it obviously goes without saying there'll be all sorts of personnel changes as well. So that's how I think it's going to play out. But all these conversations happening at the moment, there's the usual sort of things with the struggling club guys about player disharmony towards the coach, player disharmony amongst themselves. But I would have thought that's usual fare for a club that's having the sort of season that the Blues are having at the moment.
Yeah, and of course, a few things conspire against them as well. They come up against some of their traditional rivals, where they play Collingwood, and their supporters want to see a strong showing. They don't get it. This week, they've taken on another big blockbuster game. They've got the King's Birthday Eve match, where some people are predicting high 70,000 people at the MCG, Carlton versus Essendon, another traditional rival. And if Essendon give them a little touch-up, I'd expect the talkback callers to go full-blown feral again, Sammy?
No, absolutely. Yeah, a traditional rival. And both these clubs are on a separate issue, want to make this a new blockbuster slot, the King's Birthday Eve. It is a Carlton home game. But the irony would be inescapable, wouldn't it, if they were to be rolled by Essendon and coached by a man who was certainly on the table as a potential coaching appointment. He was right there in Brad Scott. Other clubs have gone past them as well. You look at the Saints when it comes to Ross Lyon. It was another coach that Carlton coulda, shoulda, woulda and didn't employ. I think that's the issue as well, that you've got these clubs that have... Adelaide is another one that have sort of been, come past the Blues in recent times. I mean, I'm not sure Carlton would have beaten North Melbourne at the weekend either in the manner in which they played. So these are all the sort of things going into the melting pot at the moment to make it very much a season of frustration around the Navy Blues. And one thing they don't like, the Carlton members, is losing to sides like Essendon, boys. I can tell you that.
Sam, we appreciate your time this morning. If you wanted to take some time and go on social media, you can have a look at a video of Mark Bickley, who'll be rubbed out for 4 weeks because he assaulted a termite mascot this morning. He's spoken about his dislike for mascots, and he's taken it out on myself dressed up as a termite today. So please take a couple of minutes to have a look at that.
I'll do that, boys. And just before I leave you, just one other thing concerning poor old Tommy Duday over there, who's obviously ruptured his ACL for the second time. A few people might have seen him on the mobile phone at quarter time up in Darwin, which raised a few eyebrows. So the AFL and the league's integrity department did look into this and ultimately ticked it off. Obviously, the use of mobile phones under AFL match day rules are a no-no, at least if you're outside the approved list of 10 staff members as an authorised device carrier. But obviously, we remember Collingwood got fined heavily a year and a half ago for the use of mobile phones in the change rooms. But the league said the Crows had followed some proper process, proper protocols here, the club doctor approving the funds used so Tom Duday could obviously speak to family about his injury, and we wish him well.
Yeah, it was a sad one, but what were some people concerned about? Maybe he was just adjusting his multi to drop him out of the... I won't have 15 touches today. I've just been subbed out.
Yeah, well, you laugh about it, but that's exactly why the mobile phones are banned. The exchange of information, which can be used for wagering purposes, is written into the AFL, the rule book. Now, obviously, Collingwood, they were fined $20,000 a couple of years ago. Now, that was when Jeremy Howe and Jordan Ngoi accessed their phones to tell their family members that they weren't, they were okay, but they were ruled out of the game for the rest of it at halftime. Yep. But that still didn't stop Collingwood getting a $20,000 fine. Oh. So it absolutely was looked at.
All right, Sam, thanks so much for your time, mate. Enjoy the week.
Get back to the pickle juice, fella.
14 minutes past 8 on SENSA. We are here. Thank you very much to Chemist Warehouse for great savings every day.